views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And I hope everybody's had a great week. How about you, Art?
Yeah, I hope everybody had a great week. And if you didn't, don't blame us because we had nothing to do with it. If you heard last week and all the other weeks, we blessed you with good stuff. So good stuff should have happened. So if you want to call in and tell us about all your wonderful – yeah, that would be nice. Tell us all your wonderful good things that happened this week and all your miracles and all the special stuff, what's coming up. We'd love to hear from you and hear what's going on in your life. Or if you want a reading, you could also do that too. And the number is 800-930-2819. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. So, and if you want a private reading with Sky, and she, I heard she's really good.
I heard the same thing.
Oh, thank you. I heard Artie was pretty good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, Sky's number is 908-500-1474. Artie?
877-ANGEL-02. And also check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, A-R-T-I-E. HOFFMAN.com, and check out my YouTube series. I got a bunch of YouTubes up there, and I talk about life, God, spirituality, sex, relationships, love, and all that good stuff. And it's a bunch of like 10-minute blurbs on there. I think you'll like it.
I really love them. Do. They're fabulous, so. Guys. They're really worth watching. They're different. They're enlightening. And you're really going to get to see the star behind the voice.
That's right. I'm filled with spunk, I tell you. I give you enthusiasm.
What? You're a skunk? What'd you say?
That's right. Yeah, that's
you
the
don't
salt.
Smell like one.
But I got the salt and pepper to prove it. I'm a skunk. But it was so funny. One time I was in a restaurant, and I was seeing this one girl, and I was just leaning into her, and she was petting, you know, my head because I was like tired.
You're a skunk?
Yeah, she was petting the top of my head, and one boy we overheard say, "Mom, is that a skunk?"
Oh no! Are you serious?
I swear to God, yeah.
Yeah, mommy, is that my pet skunk?
Mommy, is that a skunk?
Oh, look, it talks too.
Yeah. So tell us your funny stories. 800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
And if not, hopefully you love to hear from us. That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
So this week we're going to talk about love and relationships and sex and all that good stuff.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
That's what I'm talking about. Sky and I were discussing this before. Love could bring you to your highest highs.
Yep.
And it could definitely bring it to your lowest lows.
This is true.
And you want to know something? It's all about respect. Seriously. That's where love could really, you know, embrace your life, or it could kill you.
Yes.
That if you don't respect the energy of love. And, you know, when you connect the energy of jealousy to love, you know, it's like my whole attitude is I would have no problem, you know, because Charity asked me a lot of time, how would you, you know, because she knows that I have a flirtatious personality. And she says, well, how would you like it if I was to flirt around or whatever? And I said, I 100% trust you. I says, it wouldn't bother me 1 ounce.
Right.
I said, so it's not even a thought or a bother or anything. It's if your partner, or it could be yourself, if you put your partner on the back burner while you're doing what you're doing, you know,
like not including
not
them.
Including them, oh, or yeah. making them feel lesser, or you're not giving them the same kind of energy or whatever. And I'm not saying it's sharing as much time, because I don't get a chance to share as much time as I'd like with charity because my life is busy. But what I'm saying is sometimes people shift their energy with their person. And I'm not saying because you have problems in a relationship, but if there's somebody else, and it's okay to have, you know, because it's very healthy to have, you know, opposite sex relationships.
Oh, absolutely.
It's extremely healthy. And so long as everything's kept within
a boundary,
integrity.
Yeah.
You know, and so therefore, you know, and if you have a problem with your partner, you know, having, you know,
jealousy
issues and stuff like that, you or your partner have jealousy issues, then you have major trust issues, and that's a problem. And it's not about your partner. This is about yourself.
That's right.
Again, unless if your partner is shunning you because all of a sudden you could feel the shift and change because all of a sudden there's, you know, somebody else. That's jealousy because there's somebody else. If there's somebody else on the side, on the other side, you know, it's understandable that you would get upset, and being jealous is very normal only because your partner is, you know, duping you. But when you are not being duped and they're just sharing time with other people, you know, because you have things in common, you know, like you and I, Sky, we share time together, and, you know, our partners do their thing, we do our thing and stuff, and it's totally normal. So you have, you know, it's very common where people say, you know, I have my home wife and I have my work life, my work wife. Sure. And it's just like people, you know, like you know, I have my home husband and I have my work husband.
Right.
And, you know, it's different aspects of yourself.
Exactly.
That
and, you know,
you.
It's so nice to be able to have that kind of a relationship with other than your spouse, because you can feel that you can rely on another person, and you can absolutely trust and rely on that other person. Like I do with you, Audie. I trust you. I rely on you.
You know, because your spouse doesn't necessarily relate to you on your work level.
Right.
I mean, if I was to go into Charity, who's my wife, if I was to go into her work world, you know, I don't think I could fully, I could appreciate what she does, you know, to a point, but to be involved in all the actual physical work, I couldn't really, you know, totally get into it, because that's not me. And that's the same thing that happened in my previous relationships also, the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Because we weren't doing the exact same thing. So you have different people in your life, you know, socially.
Yeah.
As well as work, and then you have your home life, you know? So you have different people in your life that represent different things.
And you're not necessarily keeping your relationships with your, let's say, business partners a secret.
Right.
There's nothing that's secretive. And if they want to join us, they're very, very welcome to. I mean, there's, you know, there's, let's say we go out socially, or let's say we go to a gig that we're doing. If they want to, you know, tag along, if they want to come, they're very well invited.
I always tell Charity.
Yeah.
I always tell Charity, I says, if you want to go to any of my parties or any of my events, you're welcome to go.
Yeah.
The only time where she's not allowed is when I go to play cards with my guy friends and stuff like that.
Well, that's understandable.
That's understandable, because that's like guy time and stuff like that. You know, you have certain things. But on the most part, I told her, you know, you're welcome to whatever.
It's
And I don't, you know, Jimmy Crack Corn, I don't care.
That's right. Now get that corn cob out of your mouth.
That's right. Get it out of your butt. No, but that's a big problem, though, in a lot of relationships. And if they say, well, what happens, you know, if I don't trust my husband or I don't trust my wife when they're away and they're, you know, out for an extended period of time or what? Well, that means that's a major problem. And it might not be on your part. Maybe it is a relationship problem, or maybe it is their problem. Or, you know, if you're feeling very untrustworthy towards your partner, then literally, why are you with this person? Why are you with anybody who you don't trust if they're making you feel uncomfortable, whether it be at work or at home? It just doesn't make sense for you to have to
invest all that energy,
all that wasted negative energy.
Absolutely.
And understandably, it's not all your fault, because you know, you're not the one doing it. You know, a lot of people feel victimized, but you know, if you're getting you know, shafted by somebody and it's taken away a lot of your energy, then you're wasting your time. And it's not just their fault, it's your fault for accepting it. And if they're not willing to make adjustments or hear what you have to say, then, you know, you need better communication, or you need to make different choices. It's as simple as that.
That's true. Now, when we come back from commercial, I'd like to share with the public, with our listeners, the different types of stages of love. Because I know that when you get married, you're in heat, you're in passion, you know, you're in lust.
The puppy love stage.
Yes. And then throughout the course of the years, that love manifests into different channels, into different ways. So I'd really like to bring that out to the audience. And after having a 42-year marriage, I think that I can, with all rights, give my opinion on that.
That's right. The puppy love stage might not be so puppy anymore.
Now it's an old dog. So.
That's right. The old Mary, just what she used to be.
And neither is he.
All right, everybody. Stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Oh, the shark, baby. Such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Everybody, and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Just before we had gone to commercial break, I wanted to make a point across about love. And the point that I want to bring out is, you know, like I said before, when you first get married, you're in lust. You're in love. It's an amazing kind of love. It's a kind of love that comes out of storybooks, and you think it's never going to end. And this is the way you perceive your life being for the rest of your life. Although, when the children start coming and babies and
reality
sets in and bills are piling up, you have to remember that these pressures can sometimes send you into a different kind of love. It doesn't mean that you hate your partner. It doesn't mean that you're falling out of love. It's just love along with a little bit of stress. And you've got to really take that into consideration. I mean, look, let's face it. Most of the time is a husband and a wife working in the family. Now, she's got to come home. And unless you have a really great husband, he's going to either share the housework with you and the laundry, or he's not. So if he's not, then you have an MU guys, girls. And, you know, and you get tired. And sometimes when it comes down to going to bed at night, maybe you are a little too tired, you know, to fulfill your husband's wishes. But if you say it in a way like, honey, you know, I had so much today, plus I had all day of work, all night of laundry, dinner, going shopping and getting everything prepared.
No excuse.
Spoken like
Sorry,
a true man.
No excuse.
Spoken like a true man. But if, you know, if he's loving and he's understanding, he'll understand you're not doing it because you don't love him. You're not doing it because you're damn exhausted, for heaven's sake. And you know, those are areas of love where you have to step into. And those are areas of love that you have to accept. It doesn't mean that you don't love each other. It just means that, you know, life is getting in the way right now.
You want to know something? Logically, you speak the truth. You know, that's wonderful in the logical world.
Yeah.
But emotionally, when you're a horn dog.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying, you know, because girls get like that too. You know, they're, you know, time of the month or whatever. You know,
we call it the moon time.
Or the moon time, whatever you want to call it. All right, you call it moon, we call it horny. You know?
No.
For a guy, it happens to be more often.
Like every day.
Yeah, there you go. Or just about, you know. But no, it goes back and forth, and hopefully mostly up and down.
You know what? I got to laugh. I've been married 42 years, and this is the God's honest truth. There's not one night where my husband doesn't try something. Not one night.
Hey, I give him an A+ for trying.
In 42 years, that man, every single night, has tried something. Most of the time he wins. But he, you know, I give him kudos for always trying.
At least you know you're loved and appreciated.
Or he's just got a heavy libido.
But I'll tell you this, that if you hold off on your partner or your partner holds off on you, and one of you want it, I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time, because there's no way the person is going to stay dry. And you're saying, screw it, you know, because there are people that I know who I counsel, and, you know, they get to a point where it's like, screw it, I'm not going to have sex with them anymore.
Oh, that's
and,
terrible.
You know, because they're so angry. And I can understand for a period of time or whatnot, but if you cut somebody off indefinitely, I 100% promise you that they are going to, if you're not giving it, they're going to get it from somewhere else. And it's just a natural, human thing. I mean, again, unless if you're going to turn into nunhood or priesthood, that's it. It's inevitable.
Absolutely.
It is. It's just a human natural response. Now, you know, it's also about, you know, learning to understand each other's needs. And, you know, if somebody is sick, you know, somebody's sick. All right. Granted, you know.
Yeah. It can't be an everyday thing. I mean, it's you know, if you're within a relationship for 6 months to a year, you know, when your husband and your wife is really telling you the truth or they're making excuses. And if
your gut knows.
Of course. Of course. Now, let's face it. There's times in our lives. Us women can definitely vouch for this, that we do want to be with our spouses, but sometimes nature doesn't allow it. Or sometimes, you know, you're in your ninth and a half month of pregnancy And everything bothers you, including just getting out of the bed in the morning or eating a meal, you know? And a husband has to be conscious of that. Those are things that are happening not because we don't love you or want to have sex. Those are things that are happening with the circumstance around us, you know? And if you do go for a long period of time, I think then it's time to have a chat with your husband and yourself, or your wife and yourself, because then there really is something more than just the natural flow of life.
If you're in a relationship where, you know, there are times where people just choose to stay together also because it's necessity reasons. You know, a lot of times the relationship goes from mother-son relationship, and I'm talking about your partner in life, or it goes from father to daughter. You know, a lot of times, you know, that's not good. Well, that's definitely not good, you know, because one person becomes the strong disciplinarian and the other one becomes like the child, and, you know, and it's very unhealthy. And but it happens an awful lot of times. And so it's very hard to sustain a healthy, fun relationship when one person is always watching over the other person for God knows what reasons. It could be for insecurity reasons. People are being controlling over one another. It could be jealousies, and they feel like they always have to watch over. That's, again, that's not a healthy relationship. And a lot of times people take jealousy, or when somebody controls them, as love. And it's not. It's like, you know, I've met some people where they felt that, well, if you're jealous of me and you really care and you're watching my every move, it's like, wow, you must really love me because you're putting all your energy into me. And there are some people who actually think like that because I've met them.
OMG.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
That's a real waste of energy.
Yeah. And I've gone out with girls in previous that who, you know, who actually thought like that at some point, you know.
Well, wouldn't you feel just the opposite? That my husband or my wife loves me so much that she knows that she doesn't have to be jealous. You know what I'm saying? Like she trusts me so much. She knows me so well that even if I do go out to lunch with another girl or I speak to somebody on the phone as a friend, then, you know, she loves me to the point where I don't have to defend myself. She knows me that well. She loves me that much where she understands where I'm coming from with that other person.
Again, it all,
you know what,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. It all, again, boils down to trust, but.
And it also boils down to the way you look at it, with the way you perceive things in life.
No, you know what the number one thing is? It's chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, you might have chemistry at first, at the beginning of the relationship, and for God knows what reason, used to grow in two different directions, or one stays the same. Always wants to stay stuck, always wants to do the same. They fall into that rut routine where it's very routine, whereas the other person wants to go out and do things and explore life and stuff like that. And guess what? There are times where relationships still work good under those circumstances, so long as the person who wants to go out and do things has somebody to do it with,
right,
whether it be with their family members, whether it be with their friends or whatever. And that's fine, you know, so long as you're not, you know, dogging each other behind your backs, you know?
Right. And I've seen that in the opposite as well. I've seen best friends in high school, all through high school, best friends, no kind of relationship whatsoever. No attachments, just best friends. By the time they got out of college, they're looking at marriage. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it can go any way when you're single and when you're young and when you, you know, when you have a best friend, it could go any way. I've seen it with my own eyes. I have two friends of mine who are just such best friends in school. And then after school, they hooked up and they became very compatible. They became lovers. They got married. They have a wonderful marriage, like 35, 40 years.
Believe it or not, that's not – I mean, it's not as common as you think as far as that to happen.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that a lot of times your relationship is good as friends.
Yeah.
And it's like that. And then all of a sudden one person – you know, has these feelings for the other person and wants to cross over that line. And I've seen it where the other person goes, nope, that's it, can't deal with it. Or, you know, or they did go that distance and
right,
all of a sudden it just like, no,
didn't work out.
Not only did it not work out, but it ended up ruining the relationship too. And so sometimes, you know, it's worth taking the shot, and other times it's, no, you don't want to go there. And, you know, each relationship holds its own merit as far as, you know, the energy. And a lot of times also people I've been counseling where they allow themselves to be patient, waiting for somebody who's already in a relationship or marriage, and they're hoping that their new partner in life or whatever is waiting, you know, they're waiting for the partner to get out of their old relationship. And because of the kids, because of guilt, because of money, because of, I don't know, there's a lot of fear factors involved. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, the people waiting are going to be waiting forever, or they're going to be hearing crickets. And those people are putting themselves second. You are putting yourself second. And once in a while, I have to admit, once in a while when I counsel people, there are some times where, yeah, just give me a few more months' time, or just a little bit more time, because I really am moving out of my relationship. And so therefore, yeah, it is worth waiting for, because, right, you know, people are in a relationship and the relationship is dead, and they're just going through the motions. And, you know, the other two people, you know, this new relationship they developed was, you know, quite magical. And, you know, so in some cases, I mean, some, it's worthwhile, but in most cases, it's not.
I've never seen it in an adult. I mean, an older couple. I've never seen that really in an older couple.
With what?
The opposite way, like we were just discussing. Like you were friends, and then all of a sudden you became lovers, and you know, it was like, oh my God, what have I been missing all this time? It's not what have you been missing all this time. You haven't grown. Or one of you grew into the other. But I haven't seen that in a situation where, you know, the people were older. It was usually a high school kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we have to go to a break right now, guys. So we will see you back in just a minute.
So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers. We are the dynamic duo. And right now we have a wonderful person, hopefully still hanging on, from New York. Her name is Carol. How you doing, Carol?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for being patient, waiting for us.
Oh, no problem. Actually, I was really enjoying what you were talking about in the last segment, actually. It kind of fit what I was thinking about talking about, actually.
Wonderful.
That's go ahead. Well, what's your take on it?
Well, you know, it's funny because I kind of came in on the middle of it, but I heard you talking about, you know, like basically about, you know, partners and this and that. And, you know, I just got out of something where I was basically, you know, just kind of waiting, I guess. You know, we started off as friends type of deal, and we never crossed any lines, really. And we were friends for a really, really long time. But it was getting to the point that I was starting to feel more and everything. And we were like a husband and wife in every way, except for that, you know?
Yeah.
And it just ended, you know, in December, and which kind of led me to you guys because I wanted to find out what was going to happen next in my life, you know, in my love life, that is, you know? But it's just kind of funny because there were a lot of things I could really identify with from what you were both saying.
Well, you know, there is that fine line. And once you do cross that fine line, everything in that relationship will change. You know, you went from friends to lovers, right?
So no, we didn't. We didn't cross. No, we didn't, actually.
She didn't cross the line.
He was always afraid to. Believe it or not, he was always afraid to.
Well, I could understand why. Because like I just said, once you do cross that line, then everything changes. And I guess he loves you enough as a friend that he's afraid to lose you.
Also, what happens is that when people are afraid to cross the line is because they're afraid that the expectations are going to become that much higher.
Ah, true.
And they're not willing to deal with that. And it's, well, if you want to call it commitment issues or whatever, but if you're going to expect too much. But if you have a talk about it, and sometimes even with talking about it, it still doesn't hold weight. But when you talk about it and say, okay, after we do this, after, you know, we give it a shot to fool around or whatever, then, you know, we'll try to still keep it as friends. But if you do fool around, you know, are you able or strong enough to say, okay, well, you could be with whoever you want and I'll be with whoever I want. And, you know, when our paths cross, great. Or is the two of you going to think like, no, we want this to be monogamous?
And so that's what we agreed upon, actually. Both of you
need to be on the same page with that.
Well, we're not speaking anymore. We're not. We had a really like nasty fight at the end of the year last year, and that's it. That's not the sole reason. You know, I mean, it was just a lot. Last year, there was a lot of fighting, a lot of things happening, a lot of, you know, on my end, on his end, you know, and so on and so forth. And everything just kind of imploded, and now we're not even speaking.
You want to know something? What I'm picking up, I feel like you're going to end up being with somebody in a professional, like a doctor type person, could be a doctor, lawyer, but somebody in the white collar professional business. And I'm seeing it around September, October is when there's going to be, you know, a very strong opportunity. And the funny thing is, it's going to happen in a serendipity way where you know, I wasn't even going to come here. And then you happen to go to the party, you happen to go to this place. It was a last minute decision. And then you end up meeting this wonderful person and there's going to be this awesome connection. So
I totally agree with Artie. And I also feel that this young man that's going to be coming into your life is going to have a lot of qualities that your friend possesses. But the only qualities he's not going to have are the ones that didn't lead you to be together. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But now here's one thing. There's someone else who kind of came into my back into my life after a long period of time. And, you know, we hung out and everything was great. We hung out a couple of times. Now I haven't heard from him. And I'm like, well, what's going on here?
Like, you want to know like something? Don't push the issue.
I agree.
If somebody is not reciprocating back to you, you know, whether it be because they lost interest or there was somebody else or they fully weren't out of their last committed relationship, which I have a feeling that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
That's my gut. I feel like there was a past relationship that he was kind of, you know, dangling with, and he wanted to test the waters with you, and he was hoping to be with you, and then now he's back to where he once was. Is what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
You want to hear a cute joke?
Yes.
I think I sent this joke to Sky too today. There was this lady who was having sex with this one guy. They just met and they decided to have sex for the first time. And after they got finished fooling around, you know, the guy leans back on the pillow, you know, smoking a cigarette. And he goes, you know, did I tell you that I'm a dentist? And she said to him, you must be a damn good dentist because I didn't even feel a thing.
I feel as though, Carol, that the guy that didn't call you, I wouldn't make the attempt. I really wouldn't.
I'm not planning to make any attempts, but quite honestly, you know, it's funny, Artie, you said something in the last segment where you said sometimes women are the ones that are horn dogs. Well,
right.
I've been with him, so I know what he's like, and believe me, it's good. So I'd kind of like to recreate that at least, you know? It's been a while. Forgive
me,
I'm
sometimes
human.
When you recreate that, you get a lot of baggage along with it. You know what I mean?
No,
so
I know.
I would give it a real second and third and fourth thinking because, you know, if that's all you're interested in and if that's all you want him for, that's fine. But if you're thinking of a future, remember, he's not calling you back now. There's a chance of getting hurt.
But don't allow, just because you don't have, you know, that guy or that chemistry that you once had and you really want it bad. What happens is that a lot of people fall into a desperate mode and they end up allowing themselves being with people like, no way would I, under normal circumstances, would I be with a person like that. Don't allow yourself to be with somebody just because don't allow yourself to be desperate or don't allow yourself to like want it that bad. If anything, just please yourself. And I really mean that.
Right.
You know, just take care of yourself. And in your mind, you could be with Tom Cruise if you want. You know, you could be with whoever you want.
John Hamm from Mad Men.
There you go.
Oh, baby, I'm with you.
There you go.
I'll even take sloppy seconds.
You know, so seriously,
he is looking real good nowadays.
But all I'm saying is too many people allow themselves to get desperate only because they haven't had that companionship, and it's understandable. But you know, the universe is going to test you, and they're going to send you some White Castle hamburgers, and you know, if you're
pecting filet mignon,
you better be patient and wait for steak, and tell God, tell your angels, you know, I would really appreciate a good steak, you know, good meat.
I really don't.
I sure would.
My gut feeling is
I don't see it.
My gut feeling is I don't see you with this second guy. Mm-hmm. I really don't. But I do
see
somebody coming into your life.
As a romance or as a romance or as sex?
September, October.
I don't think. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
September, October is when you're going to have like a heavy duty relationship. And I think it is going to be a very intense sexual relationship. Thing is, it's very important that you don't get into the sex part right away, because mm-hmm. what happens is that too much sizzle, you're going to lose the fizzle. You're going to lose the fizzle, you know, you're going to lose it a little bit. So, and you want somebody, well, put it this way. If you're in it just for the sex, then by all means, go for it. But if you want a relationship, it's not healthy at all to go into bed right away. Even if the chemistry is there, you want to develop that relationship. Mm-hmm. And if he's saying, well, I want you now, and you're holding off, and he's saying, well, screw it. If you're going to make me wait, then I'm out of here. This tells you that he's not in it for the long haul. So, you know, mm-hmm. to wait about, you know, 4 or 5 dates is so you get to know each other and then be mm-hmm. with each other, then, you know, that's pretty healthy. But within the first 2 dates, you know, and then what happens when you separate yourself and you're out with your friends and then there are jealousies, or he goes out and say, well, you're with me right away. What's not telling me that you wouldn't be with somebody else mm-hmm. right away? You know, so like mm-hmm. there's a lot of chemistry that's going on here. So you have to kind of feel it out.
Yeah, and I see you meeting him, or you guys are going on a first date to like a Renaissance kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you're into Renaissance in any way, but I see you.
Not really.
See you go, excuse me?
Not really.
Okay, but I see you guys.
He might be.
Yeah, I see you guys going into either a Renaissance show or a movie about the Renaissance, or that period of time when there were knights mm-hmm. and, you know, horses and those jousting things and, you know, holding up a shield. I see that mm-hmm. as like you're going to be with him or meet him at that particular time, or at that show, or he's going to take you on a first date. But I do see you together with him, and I do see that.
All right, Carol. Listen,
I'll
King Arthur here. We have to take a break.
I'll tell you something real fast that I do actually that might fit into. There's a.
Wait,
brand,
hold on a second, Carol.
Yeah,
wait to the break, okay?
Hold on.
All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
On the blind side and down the back. The world's a sadness call. When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a toss to it all. The sweet talk make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise. Sometimes you don't know what you're fighting for. You don't know who it is you despise. I am the hallelujah man. Break all the rules. I'm the king of fools. I'm the renegade.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. guests while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky. And this week we're talking about love, sex, and relationships, and besides helping out people with their issues and problems. But what's one of the major issues in relationship is interpretations. A lot of times, by the tone of your voice, how you say what you say, and the way that you say it could definitely be misinterpreted. And if you're going to send messages via text or through email, if you don't describe exactly what your intentions are behind your words, the other person may be very well taking it in a different light, because you don't know the frame of mind that they're in that moment, that when they read your words, you could be as light and as playful as possible while you're saying what you're saying, and they're taking it like, what do you mean by that? Or it could be the direct opposite, where you're trying to be serious and they don't take you so seriously. So it's very important for you to describe the emotions and the feelings behind your words when you're sending out a text or an email, because a lot of times, I mean a lot of times, people misinterpret interpretations when you're trying to get out a message, unless if you explain yourself.
That's very true. That just happened to me with Vanessa.
Really?
My daughter. Yeah, we were playing on the phone. It was a three-way conversation with my three girls, and we were all joking around about my lousy piano playing. And then I said something to Vanessa that I was fooling around with her too. And she misinterpreted it, and she started arguing with me. And I said, Vanessa, I'm only teasing you. Come on, you know.
Yeah, being playful and stuff like that.
Yeah, very much so. And she misinterpreted the whole entire thing as an attack on her. And I says, no, not at all. We're teasing each other here, you know?
Yeah, and then it makes it uncomfortable, because now you have to watch what you say and how you say it. And, you know, so if the person is very sensitive about everything that you're saying or whatever, you have to be guarded, because you don't want to start an argument. You don't want to, like, push buttons. And, you know, and a lot of times
that's
people –
too much energy.
Yeah, and a lot of times people do that. They become very passive aggressive, where, you know, they're doing something that they know that they're upsetting their partner, or it could be your kid or your boss, whoever, or your friend, and you know that you're doing something that's upsetting to them, but yet they're acting, oh, that was no big, oh, I didn't mean it like that, or oh, you know, and they cover it up by acting very sweet and innocent.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might be doing this to somebody, or they're doing it to you. And, you know, again, that's BS. It's just like, you know, call a spade and just tell it like it is.
I agree.
Right now, we still have Carol on break. So, Carol, what's going on, hon?
Oh, I was getting to the last part of you were talking about like a night or like a renaissance or something like that. And I was going to say,
he could be into that. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, he could be into all that. So keep your eyes open for that. Or it may be a date that he's going to take you there. Or he might be into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he might have
a night
of armor at his house, or he might have a collection of things in regards to Renaissance.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there's like a brand of like heavy metal music, and they call it like power metal. And a lot of it is very like that. It's like swords and shields, and it's about a lot of like medieval stuff and things like that.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's kind of funny that you said that.
Yeah, keep an open mind about it. It's not necessarily that. It could be.
Right.
But you'll know all she's saying is that this fella has something to do with Renaissance.
Yes.
And I feel like the person who you're really going to be with, and he has tattoos. Do you have a tattoo right around your wrist?
Nope.
Okay, then it's this fella who has tattoos around his wrist and his arm, because I'm seeing tattoos.
And he's a little balding.
He's not bald, but he's definitely thin on top.
Okay. And would you say he's like a doctor or a... Not a doctor.
Yeah, like a doctor or some kind of a professional. He has, mm-hmm. you know, he's like a professional in his line of work.
Yeah, he's got
a good job.
Yeah. You know, does this mean it's going to be the one forever and ever? I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is this is the relationship that I see happening, and I feel like it's really going to happen around September, October.
Yeah, I see about then too.
And nothing with the other guy that I've
been stooping?
Reconnected with?
I just have a bad feeling about that. I don't have a comfortable feeling with it. I'm not saying that maybe you won't, you know, get together and hook up a couple of more times. What I'm saying is I don't see a long-lasting future there.
Just keep your options open. Seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, if he pulls through and something happens a little more with it, great. But don't sit there like a puppy dog and just wait by the door. Just, you know, keep doing your thing. Keep all your options open as if he's not there. And if or when he pulls through, then great. And if not, then just go about your business.
Right. That's what I've been doing. I just kind of, you know, I'm not texting. I'm not calling. You know, I'm like, next call is up to you, buddy. You know?
Yeah. And that's it.
And it sounds bitchy, but it's not meant to be.
Right, it's not meant to be. You don't want to be with somebody who's not a good communicator, because that really sucks.
And another thing, you don't want to show him that you're just sitting by the phone waiting for his phone call either, and then when he calls, you're going to jump. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Because you lose respect and you lose points by doing that, even though you think like, oh, I'm available. Anyone who makes themselves way too accessible and available, that means you got too much time in your hands, and that also represents neediness, and nobody really likes that. So long as you just keep living your life and live it with confidence, that's the number one quality that attracts one person to another person, is somebody who possesses confidence.
Yes.
Besides having a good tochus.
But well, you know, we had the connection so long.
Too accessible so quickly to him when he calls you.
Right. Well, we had a connection so long ago, and I ended it at that point, you know. But like I said, you know, there are certain things that he's very good at. So, you know, I kind of am like, But I remember what you said, too, about the not being, you know, steak versus, like, chopped meat.
Right.
You want to know something? Woody Allen said it best. He said, a love relationship is like pinochle. If you don't have a good partner, you better have a good hand.
Well, he does. That's the good thing about him. He's good at, you know, but I think he sucks at, I shouldn't say it like that, but, you know, I don't think he's good at the whole relationship thing. I think he's, you know. Yeah.
And you
want
to know something again, if you're okay with it just for the sex part or just for the companionship, if you happen to be around, he happens to be around, then great. Enjoy yourself and just take it for what it's worth. But as far as the big ball of wax, you know, making you wait and delay in communication and stuff like that, you know, to me, that's a bunch of bull crap. I mean, granted, there are times where, you know, you text somebody and they're caught up at their job, or they have situations going on, or maybe their phone's not working or something really serious. But your gut is going to tell you whether if they're telling you the truth or if they're just BSing you. So
if it's been a real long time, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, no, I haven't heard from him in like a week.
Hell, just let it go.
A week and a half, actually. Week and a half.
A week and a half.
Yeah, no. I mean, we hadn't seen each other for 11 years, and then we hung out twice. And then I haven't heard from him in like a week and a half.
All right, so let it be. I wouldn't really give it too much energy, seriously.
Right.
Just, you know,
anything.
Go about your business. Seriously, just go about your business and just enjoy. But again, when you start going out in the dating world again, were you going online at all?
I was, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, because I see you on the computer, and whether it be through Facebook or through, going online with the dating service or whatnot, but I just saw this situation. But right now we have to wrap up because we have to go to a commercial break now. Carol, thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you very much, guys.
Helped you a little bit.
You did definitely. Have a great holiday.
Thank you.
All right,
you,
sweetheart.
You too.
Take care.
Thank
All right,
you.
Everybody. Listen, you're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo with Angels and Answers. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.